Here are the local headlines for KRAI. On this Friday, July 20th, I'm Shannon Lukens. A man has been sentenced to 18 years in prison after an accident on Highway 40 just east of Rabbit Ears Pass in Grand County on Memorial Day last year. One person died and another was severely injured. Felix Cervantes was found guilty for traveling at a high rate of speed up a hill and then attempting to pass a car and a semi-truck in a no-passing zone. He crashed into the victim's car head-on. Cervantes received the maximum sentence of 18 years in prison. The deputy district attorney said in court that this represents one of the worst case scenarios when people get impatient traveling on a two-lane mountain highway. This summer will be the 100th anniversary of the Moffat County Fair. When the fair opened 100 years ago, it was the exact day the Bank of Maybell opened its doors. It was the bank that insisted that there be a Moffat County Fair. That's according to an article in the Moffat County Bell back in 1919. The Colorado Festival Guide reports that the entire community turned out and there was a parade with the Streeter Mine participating and the Craig Band performing. The Moffat County Fair was moved to Craig in 1922. Six big game hunters have a chance to do some hunting on unguided private property for deer and elk this fall. Colorado Parks and Wildlife is making the offer with the Louisiana Purchase Ranch near Meeker for archery, muzzleloaders, and rifles. A second elk hunt is being offered on Crooked Wash Ranch, also near Meeker. The deadline to apply for both is August 10th. Details are on the Colorado Parks and Wildlife website or at their Meeker office. The phone number there is 970-878-6090. Two new members have been chosen for the Craig Moffat Economic Development Partnership Board of Directors. Kelsey Henry is the Chief Financial Officer for Memorial Regional Health. She replaces Hospital CEO Andy Daniels. She'll be on the board through January 2020. Jennifer Holloway is Director of Student Success at Colorado Northwestern Community College. She replaces outgoing College Vice President Janelle Oberlander. She'll serve through January of 2021. The Local Marketing District Board has approved $275,000 in funding for municipal broadband infrastructure and the Craig Visitor Information Center. The money will be used to leverage grants that will help provide the $4.1 million needed to build the countywide network. State-mandated upgrades to the Milner landfill will be discussed by Route County Commissioners Tuesday. The landfill has received several warnings, and now upgrades are needed to bring it into compliance with environmental regulations. The Hayden Library will be closed for the weekend because there was a flood in the building last week. The library will reopen Monday morning. And those are the headlines on KRAI on this Friday. The weather today and this weekend will be partly cloudy with temperatures in the 90s. Some afternoon thunderstorms will cool things off on Sunday. In sports, the Yampa Valley Golf Course has some tournaments today and tomorrow. The TGIF tournament is tonight. The Tri-State Generation and Transmission tournament is tomorrow. Also tomorrow, a 4-H archery state completion shoot at the Wyman Living History Museum. Sunday is the 4-H shotgun state completion shoot at the Craig Trap Club. In Steamboat, 155 soccer teams from seven states are competing in the Steamboat Mountain Soccer Tournament through the weekend. Which NFL players have the most merchandise sales? Well, the NFLPA says it's Nick Foles, the quarterback who led the Philadelphia Eagles to a Super Bowl title this last season. He sold more jerseys, bobbleheads, wall decals, and whatever else had his name and face on it than Tom Brady to take the top spot. That's the news, weather, and sports on KRAI. I'm Shannon Lukens.